The Supreme Court decision dealt with changes the legislature made years ago to the Michigan business tax. It allowed many out-of-state businesses to dramatically reduce their tax bills. This new bill fixed the issue and applied it retroactively so the state can avoid having to pay out up to about $1 billion in tax refunds.
We never intended them to be able to do this.
That's Republican State Senator Mark Jansen, who said the Supreme Court ruling created a major tax loophole. But a handful of lawmakers, including Republican Senator Jack Brandenburg, aren't so happy about the bill.
At the end of the day, it is a tax increase. I'm not about tax increases.
The bill now goes to Governor Rick Snyder. He's expected to sign it into law. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the State Capitol.